Welcome to the CJK Fire and Safety Education Podcast. CJK Fire and Safety is a specialist consultancy based in Far North Queensland, Australia. Specialising in fire safety, the business director and accredited fire safety engineer, Christina Knorr, acts as a special expert witness in legal cases across the nation. This includes developing litigation compliant reports and being engaged for court cases within the construction stream of the legal industry. Join us at CJK Fire and Safety Education, where we discuss hot topics regarding fire safety in Australia. Welcome to another episode of the CJK Fire and Safety Education Podcast, where we unravel the complexities of everything fire safety. I'm your host, Emily Knox, and today we are discussing a topic crucial to both the legal and construction world, fire safety expert determination and mediation in construction disputes. Fire safety non-compliances in buildings can lead to legal proceedings. Today we would like to welcome back Christina Knorr, our expert in the field, who will guide us through the intricacies of fire safety expert determination and mediation. Welcome back to the show, Christina, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Emily.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is fire safety expert determination, and how does it play a role in legal proceedings, especially here in Australia?
Expert determination is a type of alternative dispute resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Alternative in the sense that it's different to court and means that parties in dispute can choose to engage an expert to respond to specific questions they or their instructing lawyers are drafting.
Mm-hmm.
The role of that expert can range from evaluating the efficiency of fire safety measures, compliance with applicable fire safety standards,
mm-hmm.
or even causes of a fire incident. As any dispute resolution method, it can help to avoid lengthy litigation processes.
Mm.
The catch with the expert determination is, though, before deciding to engage an expert for the expert determination process, the parties in dispute need to understand that whatever decision that expert presents at the end will be binding.
So that means the expert determinator. Would you be an expert determinator?
Yeah, you could say so.
And that makes you a judge.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty much.
This does sound a little bit like expert mediation. Can you explain the difference between the two?
Those two methods are both alternative dispute resolution methods,
mm.
but they're very different. As I explained, an expert determination means the expert makes a decision.
Mm-hmm.
The expert mediation is a mediation process, which is a meeting between parties in dispute facilitated by an expert.
Mm-hmm.
In that process, the expert does not make any decisions, and the parties in dispute are the ones who are discussing the potential options and solutions and make the decisions at the end. So the expert mediator is just facilitating that discussion.
Okay, so it's more like a collaboration.
That's correct, yeah.
And in these situations, is the mediator always an expert in that field?
It doesn't have to be. Mostly what we see, mediators are legal professionals or ex-legal professionals who are trained in mediation. But obviously, the benefit of engaging an expert mediator of a particular field is required,
mm.
is that that mediator can ask the right questions.
So someone involved in a construction dispute, they would be much better off getting someone like you, who is an expert, to mediate their meetings, because you're going to be able to ask the right questions and you're going to be able to help them, you know, come to a solution that they're all happy with a little bit easier because you understand what they're actually talking about.
I would say so, yes.
Okay, so mediation is when the parties elect to work together with the help of a mediator to solve their disputes, and expert determination is when the expert acts as a judge and the parties give their evidence and reasonings, then the expert makes a decision.
Yes. Saying that, though, the parties involved in expert determination are involved in the process by drafting the questions together.
Okay, cool. How do these practices come into play, specifically in the context of construction and building disputes in Australia?
In the construction industry, disputes can arise from various issues. They relate to design flaws, project delivery delays, or disagreement over compliance with fire safety standards.
Mm.
Expert determination and mediation become quite important in resolving those issues, and they offer a more collaborative approach, which can be tailored to that specific matter. And obviously, there's a lot of benefits, such as cost saving or faster resolution.
Okay. You have touched on some of the benefits. Can you explain some more benefits of this kind of dispute resolution?
Well, things that come up when we talk about alternative dispute resolution is firstly cost saving.
Mm-hmm.
Litigation is extremely expensive
I
in
bet.
Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So there's legal costs for the legal professionals, court filings, mm-hmm. and the experts.
Yeah.
Now, imagine two parties are in dispute about building defects.
Mm-hmm.
Each of these parties will engage experts to assess those building defects. The reports are filed in court. They then reviewed by the opposing party. And then at the end of the day, the experts get together, conclave, and come to a joint decision. Can you imagine how much cost saving there would be if the experts did meet at the beginning?
Mm. I guess that would also mean that the parties would be able to maintain a more positive relationship because they all feel heard and they can all say their part.
That's probably one of the more important factors, especially if disputes arise before a project is completed or in a situation where the parties are interested in continuing the relationship. Going to court is very stressful, and that could potentially affect the relationship between parties. So being involved in a collaborative approach where everyone feels has the sense of fairness will most likely be beneficial for the relationship. In addition to that, time is essence. So courts are extremely busy with what they've got to deal with. They get thousands of filings every year. And that, of course, will affect the time for dispute resolution. So when it comes to alternative dispute resolution, such as mediation, the parties will have an effect on how quickly the matter can be resolved.
Yeah. So I guess if the project is, like if it's a construction project, it's going to blow out all their timelines as well. If something goes to court and then they have to wait
months and months
for a court hearing and so on, and then it goes further and further out.
Absolutely.
How common would you say these practices are in the legal profession here?
From what I can gather from the industry, they're more common.
Mm-hmm.
It is in the interest of the parties themselves, the insurers, to settle matters before going to court based on time and money management.
Mm. So going forward, this should mean that it can be faster and cheaper to settle disputes, which is great for the parties involved and ultimately means the safety of occupants and the public can be more quickly restored.
Yes. One thing I've heard, though, at the conference that I attended last week was that it only can be true in terms of cost saving if the mediators and facilitators are charging at a reasonable rate.
Ah.
So we do see quite often that judges and barristers are acting as facilitators in mediations. It can be extremely beneficial, but depending on the case may not be always necessary.
No.
So the cost could be brought down by choosing the most appropriate mediator for that particular case.
Mm, so choose your mediator wisely.
That's correct, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Christina, and for sharing your knowledge and experience with us. I think this has been really enlightening, and I look forward to picking your brains on some other topics in the near future.
Yeah, so welcome, and thank you for having me, Emily.
CJK Fire and Safety hosts a range of educational resources on fire safety and engineering topics explained in an easy and understandable way. We invite you to enrol in our interactive online courses. All courses have a completion certificate and may contribute to your continuing professional development points. Visit our website at cjkfireandsafety.com.au to learn more.